and stepping out of my face.
Great, thank you. Good evening, everybody. We are here for the Sussex Academy Board meeting. It is March 27, 2024, and it's 4:06. We're going to go ahead and do call to order and a roll call. I am Jen Donahue, Board President. To my right,
Janet Owens, Interim Head of School.
Go this way.
Ed Hale, Vice President.
Justina Thomas, Board Member. Shantae Hastings, Board Member. Brittany Berzlin, Board Treasurer.
Lance Manlove, Board Member.
Jose Johnny, Board Member.
Amy Goodview, Board Member.
Jill Green, Board Member.
Chris Weed, Board Member of Harris.
Brandy Sopat, Director of Human Resources. Andrew Rogers, Board Secretary.
Megan Page, Elementary Teacher Rep. Lauren Resney, Secondary Teacher Rep.
Sorry, Troy, Rep of Communications.
Andy Meads,
Connie Hendricks, Dean of Elementary.
Tom Pete, Director of Special Education.
Thank you. And on the Zoom link, Erin, please.
Erin Bruchiniak, Board Member.
Michelle.
Patches Hill, Board Member.
Joe Shell, Board Member, Emeritus.
Michelle.
Michelle Hasty, Business Manager.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We're going to go ahead and start with the approval of the minutes. And the minutes are from the February 28th, 2024 meeting. Any suggested changes or comments to the minutes? No comments from anyone, so I will entertain a motion to approve. That's Ed, second. There we go. And we have all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions? Motion passes. We're going to go ahead and approve the minutes. And do we have any public comment for today? Okay, no public comment. We're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is the interim head of school report. Janet?
Okay, so for March, we've had a lot going on both campuses this month. We've worked really hard over the past few months, Connie and I especially, to try to make some more connections between the campuses because we have such an opportunity to really, you know, show a great elementary campus and really provide some services for the elementary school. So that's, I think we've done a good job of that the past few months. We've opened up some more internships for our high schoolers to go over there and teacher aides. We've had our first theater performance for the elementary school that came here and watched Mary Poppins Jr. and then loved it. It was the cutest thing ever. Our World Language Honor Society just went over there yesterday and hosted an International Culture Day. We've talked about how we're going to really increase, hopefully, participation on that next year. Our inner club, led by Miss Johnny, has done a fantastic job of making connections over there. She's hosting a lot of service projects for our elementary kids. Tomorrow they're going over there and doing an Easter egg hunt, even though it's going to rain. So I'm assuming they're going to be inside.
Yeah.
And our environmental science teachers, Stephanie Sherman, does a great job of kind of leading her green team, and they go over there to celebrate Earth Day and do a lot of activities. So we're really concentrating on hopefully increasing some of our involvement and getting the kids together more than they currently are, because it's such an easy connection to make. So that's gone really well the past couple of months. Of course, scheduling is taking place on the secondary campus all month long. We have called it March Madness, and it surely has been mad because literally those 8th through 11th graders have been scheduled in 15-minute increments to have one-on-one intentional meetings about what their high school career will look like, what they want their courses to be next year, what it might look like the following year, and so forth. It's been really, really successful. Our student services staff are exhausted. Tomorrow is the last day of it, and they have all, except for 34 students, get pre-scheduled, which I think is huge. So that's been a big success. High school theater is always preparing something. And right now, if you look out there, they are preparing the Lightning Thief is their next production, which is going to be really, really good. And they're going to perform for the middle school on April 18th, and then for the public on the 17th, 18th, and 19th are their performance dates for the spring. I did tell Jeff I was going to share with you we've done as a school, or as a both campuses, really trying to focus on school safety over the past few months. We have started a school safety committee. We began with a hard lockdown drill at both campuses and have used survey and feedback information from those hard lock drills to make an action plan. There's some things that we need to do now, some things that we need to do down the road. Jeff Shade's done an incredible job of really utilizing our security funds to really put in place some things that we desperately needed. Basically going through the list, you know, he's gone to the elementary school and they've wrapped the exterior of a lot of the classroom windows and the gym and the main entrance doors with security film. They've done that here on a lot of them. We replaced some of the interior doors here that are considered unsecure. We've had several groups out here kind of to meet with us and assess what our needs are. We had a safety training led by DEMA for all of our staff. And then they led a great meeting with Verizon Wireless. And Verizon Wireless is going to approve us for a grant that is going to give us some Wi-Fi extenders to make our Wi-Fi signal much better. So we're very happy about that. It's probably only going to help. It's going to help the secondary campus more than the elementary campus. They also let us know that a new tower is being built. And in 2025, there's going to be a Verizon tower that's about a mile and a half away that's going to help with the signal. So that was really good that came out of that. We're also going to use the rest of our security money for this fiscal year to buy AI phones. They're video intercom systems at all of our exterior access points. The elementary school already has them. It's a way for kids to buzz in. So if you're on a turf field, you buzz in, the video comes up to the front desk. They identify you and let you in. So you don't have to keep the doors open. You don't have to keep, you know, it just makes it a more secure feeling for the school. We're hoping to have that installed sometime in spring, but there are supply chain issues. But that is where the bulk of the money is going to go that remains in that account. So that was all the safety issue, safety update. Other than that, we had a huge blood drive on March 15th that our nurse over here, Danielle Furlong, posted. Our onboarding process is starting with 120 new families that are going to be invited, and they have a lot of staff members that are leading that. So lots going on, but it's lots of good stuff. So that's it.
Thank you. Any questions for Janet? Thank you, Janet. Sussex Academy Foundation update. Joe, do you have any updates for us on the foundation?
Not very many, but the bank account is a little over 1.6 million with the baseball diamond and the track. We will use most of that, if not all of that, in the process, because that's not enough for either one of the projects, yet alone the two projects. So we will be considering a fundraising sometime this summer or for early fall to help if we need help from either party for the track or for the baseball field. So that's all we're doing.
Thanks, Joe. Any questions for Joe? All right, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
To the committee reports, the first is the executive nominating. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Number I skipped five. The big one. Thanks for keeping me on task, Brittany. Financials. How could I forget? Brittany or Michelle? Michelle?
Okay. I believe Brittany sent everybody the report, so I'll just go over the highlights of the report. As you can see, February 2024 represents 8 months of the school year from a fiscal standpoint has expired, which is 66.67%. As you can see, we are currently at 104% of our total budgeted revenues. And this budget is the budget that was voted on and approved by the board last June. The major reason why we are over on the budget is in state appropriations, and that's $978,603. I did an analysis to try to determine why we were over. And basically, when we did the budget last year, we used the FY23 salaries because we didn't know what the final budget was going to look like from the governors. And so basically, our average teacher came in at $1,338 more than in FY23. And we also earned approximately one half unit more. And we also got funded for an additional counselor that was not in the budget. Our health costs came in about, well, we got funding for an additional $272,000 in health insurance cost. So that wasn't included in the budget because there's no way to actually forecast that until everybody chooses what health plan that they're in and we see what those costs are. So of the $978,000, $690,692 is attributed to payroll because of those changes and some other increases because of what the average cost was per unit. And then we got an additional $216,820 in transportation. So those are the big reasons why we're $978,000 over budget. Does anybody have questions about that? Good. Okay. So, In March, we did get the additional funding for our state appropriations, which was about $50,000 more. So this number will continue to go up somewhat. And we've been conservative in forecasting our additional funding. The only wild card that I could see is with the pool, but I'm going to hope for the best. We're currently at 62.6%, as you can see, of the pooled dollars. And hopefully we'll make the $410,000, which was actually based on the previous year's or original budget. I did not base it on the $459,000 that they actually did. But we will be over the June 2023 budget. Any questions about revenue?
Am I interpreting the budget document correctly? It's $807,000 surplus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she just did revenue, but she felt expenses and bottom line.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then I can answer for the question.
I try and follow along, Michelle, just so you're aware on the PDFs that are sent out.
Uh huh.
Wouldn't mind just saying what PDF you're looking at. That'll help me kind of target what.
Oh, I did not. All the numbers that I gave you to try to explain the $978,000 surplus was not in the PDF that I sent out. I had just mentioned in the presentation last month that I would find out why we were so much over budget, what the cost was, and that was the cost. Primarily due to the additional counselor, due to increased funding for healthcare cost, because we are funded for what our employees actually sign up for. And our average teacher cost, which is our Division One unit, came in $1,338 more. Again, our Division One unit is based on our teachers' experience plus their education level. So if the staff changes a lot, then the number next year can be lower if you get less experienced teachers. And if it changes and you have more experienced teacher, then that average cost is going to be higher.
So
the safe thing is to use the current year funding.
Okay.
So right now, Michelle's talking about revenues. So
right.
The summary page, she's talking the far right column, this 952,183, the bold number that shows the total revenue that we're over budget. She's explaining that about 700,000 of that over budget is due to payroll and state appropriations, and then 216 is due to transportation.
Right.
Thank you.
Did you want me to share my screen? I can do that, but I don't know if you can see it or not.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Okay.
In front of them.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. And so if we go to expenses, currently we're doing a good job. So, as you can see, I'm projecting, and this is based on coaches' stipends because the spring term is normally higher than the fall and winter, that we're going to be about $25,861 over budget. Again, that's driven primarily by coaches' stipends. And that number may be lower. I just don't know. So this is a conservative, hopefully, outlook. And you can see the difference is primarily in salaries, $96,921. In regards to facilities, we are slightly over budget there at $66,552 or $66,843 on the PDF. I did a little bit of the true up there. Nothing rather remarkable. I think the expenses, as you can see, we had the custodial expense. We originally had a custodian in payroll, and now we're contracting the custodial cost at the elementary school. So that's why those costs are higher. In regards to instruction, we're basically instruction and student activities. We're basically right on target, under in some areas, over in others. The main one is student transportation and travel. And we knew that we were going to be over in that line when we did the original budget. But again, we got an additional $216,000 that wasn't in our budget for student transportation. So it covers that. And in miscellaneous, we are over budget. The big one is the other services, and that includes the cost of looking for a new head of school. And also the cost for legal.
Michelle, how much have we spent for the search, the new head first search?
I believe the budget is about $20,000, $19,000 or $20,000 for the DASL contract.
And how much have we spent so far?
Well, through February, I don't think we spent anything. I don't recall. Is Andy on the call or is Andy here? No, she's not. Okay. I could find out, but I don't recall seeing an invoice.
Andy. For that.
Michelle, okay.
The DAPL payment was $19,000, and the other costs that we spent for head of school search are advertising, and I don't have all those.
Yeah, but did we pay an invoice through February? The
March.
No. Joe, this is the outlook that we forecast to be a total of $47,000 over budget. That's the outlook. And that includes DASL.
Okay, thank you.
And so at the end right now, we're looking at being 71.3 days cash on hand, which is just under the target of 75 days cash. So we're in a good position, and I know that there are discussions about how to staff next year, and the board will make a decision on how you want to staff, depending on what the financial targets are, but most importantly, giving the proper services to the students.
Thank you, Michelle. Does anyone have questions for Michelle? Ricky, what's the bottom line?
An $807,000 surplus.
Thank you.
And that includes the 166.
That's into reserves. It does. Excellent. Yes. Okay. And so probably after we draft the next year's school, next year's budget, and probably as a part of that, we can have a conversation as to what I would say that next year we'll put into the long-term reserves what the study calls for, but we can also have a discussion about additional funds.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
We have two, so we can track and say, hey.
Any other questions for Brittany or Michelle? I would ask for a motion to approve the February financials. Second. Rude. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, so we've already got the foundation update, committee reports, executive nominating succession. I know last time I had indicated that we were going to identify which board members or the terms of all of the board members and which terms will be shortly coming to an end. And Andrea, I think you provided the most up-to-date. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. After the last meeting. And we don't necessarily tonight have to do anything with this, but it's important to note that there are a few who are coming to their end of their terms. Brittany and I are at our 3-year, and Patches is at 4, and then Uday and Lance. Uday, you're at 6, and Lance, you're at 7. So there's some specific rules, and the policy is in the bylaws as to renewal of those terms. And I took a quick look at the bylaws for a board member. After the initial 3-year term, you can have 1-year appointment for an additional 3 years upon the director's own request or the member's own request to stay on. So Brittany, well, no, we're officers, forget that. And then 2 additional 1-year appointments at the president's request. So a total of 8 years for regular board members. For an officer, such as Brittany and I, maximum 3 consecutive 1-year terms, unless after 1 year break in service, former officers may be selected to another 1-year term as an officer. So 3 consecutive 1-year terms. Okay. Anyway, something to think about.
Well, that means I can't be treasurer next year.
Am I reading the bylaws correctly?
Kind of. What?
That was right. That was excluded from that list.
Treasurer is excluded.
Yeah, from the one up in the
list. Did we discuss that last year?
Yeah.
The treasurer is special. I think we probably modified it because of Brittany. Where are the
dogs? Jan, can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Is Lance in his 7th year? So he's got. He did the 2 3-year terms, and now he's in the 7th year. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And you can.
I can. The president would request that he stay on another year.
But then we had to kick him off.
So he could do what Chris is doing and be board member emeritus for 1 year and then come back, and it all starts over, right?
Yeah, I'm just suggesting that. If he has to leave for a year at least,
mm-hmm.
And he wants to, we better start grooming somebody for his job. He's done a great job, and nobody else in this room has, and in my room right here, has the expertise to know what everything that he has done and for us. So I just give you a caution that Lance is pretty key here right now, particularly if we're in building baseball fields and tracks. We're going to need his expertise.
Agreed. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Jen, if I'm not mistaken, he has another year or two where he can be asked. I'm pretty sure, right? Because I think it... One more year. So he could be on for at least one more year if he's asked. I asked him last year based off of the bylaws to stay on due to said reasons that Joe brought up. That I think he's done a good job of, you know, starting to groom Ed, but I do know there's a lot still to go with the Buildings and Grounds Committee.
No,
it's also a decision that Lance has to make whether or not he wants to continue to do it. So not to put him on the spot here tonight.
I'll provide him with a formal offer before the next meeting. I figured we can address that at our next meeting, but just something to think about. I'm trying to find where it states the treasurer does not have the same term limits.
I thought we discussed it, but never modified the bylaws.
What?
You're talking to a lawyer. That's not a good thing to tell her.
I thought we were going to modify it, not to say the treasurer, but Brittany specifically had to be the person. But
this one might not be the most up-to-date one.
I can't find it.
This might not be the one that was just in this. Okay, just give me 1 second because now this is really bothering me. See what you can find, yeah, Shantae. And you, okay, so what we will do is we'll figure that out. This will be back on for next month's meeting to address those who have the term when it ends. And Patches, you're at the 4 years. So at your own discretion, you could ask to remain on, but we don't have to address it today, just so you know for next time.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Have you been an officer for 3 years? You were vice, so that's two.
Just two.
So you don't technically need any like special circumstances, right?
Okay. No.
And then are we a full, like, do we have space to add board members and do we want to?
I think we do have space. Okay, so we're going to address that at the next meeting. Where's my agenda? And there we go. Okay. Finance Committee. I think there's only two people on our finance.
No update. Okay. CBOC will meet in May. So
CBOC in May. Okay.
No real updates on that.
That's fine. And any update from outreach?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Greetings, Board, Shadi, Children's Communications. I'm super excited to announce on June the 15th at Salt and Vines Winery, having our first social of the year. It is an opportunity for us to engage with our families, to give back in our community, to just let our community that we're here, we're strong, and to have a good time. We have a goal of $15,000. Tickets will be $50 per person. Our discounting tickets for staff members at $25. We've established a committee. Tanya's on that committee. Megan is on that committee. I drafted Ms. Roger a little bit to be on that committee. And so we have an awesome committee that met last Wednesday to kind of begin to plug and play what needs to happen with sponsorships, outreach, and all that good stuff. At the end of the day, I need your support. We cannot do this without you. We need your full support, whether that is helping to get tickets out, whether that's being a sponsor of an event, or whether that is helping us with our swag bag. So every attendee will get a bag with some really nice goodies from local businesses, just to kind of bring in that community support, get our community back involved. Adrian, the owner of Sulta Fine Winery, has been gracious. And when I say gracious, I mean gracious. The cost of to use the winery without the Sussex Academy discount would not be possible. So we're super grateful to Adrian and his support of that event. But I would love to have the board on as a supporter as well. So working with Print Coast to Coast to get all of our marketing together. So immediately following spring break, we'll officially launch it and get the word out and all that good stuff. But again, I'm asking for your support. The budget as it stands without anyone bringing any money on is like $4,900. That's easy money for all of us at the state, right? So if you have a business, if you want to sponsor any kind of way, please let me know. But the official sponsorship packet will be released immediately after spring break. So I want to pause some questions about summer social. I need you there. It's going to be a good time. Live band, food, drinks, all good stuff. Oh, yeah. Anytime Sade has a party, it's going to be a good time. So just thank you. Thank you for supporting that. Thank you to Ms. Owens for just kind of letting me step back into the role that helps me do really good work. So thank you for that. In my hands is an official outreach report from February and March. We'll get that as your leisure. We've been out and about in the community across the state, gathering partnerships. I'm excited to announce that I'm headed to the National Parents Union Conference in Washington, D.C., going to the White House for 3 days. They selected like three schools in our state. Sussex County was invited to attend. All expense paid. And you know, with national partnerships come national funding opportunities. So my goal is to go into advocacy work on our behalf, which we need to kind of get in the ears that are writing some major federal grants and kind of see how we can bring that down to our school and meet our kids at their needs for advocacy and all that good stuff. So I just want to share that tidbit with you. And I never formally thank you for your investment in Leadership Delaware. It changed my life. It's why I'm still here. It is why I'm excited to do the work that I'm doing. So thank you so much for the opportunity to go in that program. It was a life-changing time commitment of that I can never get back, but it was an amazing experience. I'm just grateful that you thought it not robbing to invest in someone that you just brought onto the team. So thank you so much. I'll pass out the report. Any questions from the board? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. On the back of the March report is all our capital investment needs. So it kind of brings life to why we're fundraising and what are some of our needs and what our goals are. So that's for your leisure as well. Thank you.
Did you pick 15 because it was the day before Father's Day, or it just so happened?
You know what? And I'm a daddy's girl. I didn't think about that. We thought 15 because, to be honest, our parents are tired of being nickel and dimes. And so they've asked us to have a couple major events instead of all the fundraisers that are happening. And so initially we were in desperate need of an ice machine. Shout out to Miss Amy right here that made it happen for our school, a new ice machine. And so we were trying to add up some lower hanging fruit to kind of just get our feet wet in it. So $15,000 was the number that we came up with and we wanted to be a good investment of our time. But that's how that number came about. Our major needs that you'll see on there is up to $300,000. So, and really this is not, I don't want to say this, but right now the goal for me isn't money. It's to get our community back invested in our school. Really, that's the goal. And so we want to make some money from it, but we want to just get back in the rhythm of just doing some good community work and involving our entire community in the school. And parents have been gracious in giving us spaces and things of that nature to do that work. But great question. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Plans for building and grounds?
Yeah, so a couple of updates. We had blacktop paving set for spring break, and that's been pushed back till June 15th now. There was an issue with getting the proper steel and material in time to be able to do the job. It didn't happen, so I felt like it was better pushed out a little at this point. It's still on track. It's still in the budget. Approving activities are winding down. I think we had dozens of sort of miscellaneous leaks all over the place. Jeff has done a great job with working with a couple contractors to get those knocked out. I think they've still like four left that they figured out through the last rain where they were. So they're going to be tackling those in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, it'll be waterproof first time number of years. Touch base on some security funds that are going to be available. As far as the two major projects that are looming, the track and the baseball field, there's an activity on both of those. Met with the track folks, some of the contingent from local permitting and engineering companies, so we're gathering that information together. We have a meeting planned early in April to pull that data together. Joe has a meeting scheduled on site for the 15th with the track and laying that out, requirements around that. So the goal is by the next meeting, have like a consolidation report and presentation recommendation from the grounds committee to the board that says this is what we're presenting and make the decision. We need it. Pretty complex because these two projects sort of depend on each other in terms of location and what we're trying to do. So we need to sort of do them both in parallel. And some decisions made on one affects the other and vice versa. So we sort of just need to lay it all out and then get some input from various organizations within the school, especially with AV and Taylor, to make sure we can overlap some of the practices and stuff. And I think that's all about it.
Thanks, Lance, and thank you for making sure those two projects are going in parallel, because that was the one of a couple of concerns that were noted last time we were here in the last meeting, just to make sure that both are communicating. And I know that you had a question about who's part of the building and grounds, because I know it's changed, the committee has changed. But it looks like we have you and Ed, Chris Moody, Joe Schell, and Jill. So, Jill, welcome to the building and ground.
Okay, thank you.
Is that okay with you? I had you on here, but
yes, I'm not sure
that we talked about that before. So, Lance, if you just want to make sure that they're notified of that early April meeting, that'd be great. Thank you. Any other questions for Lance?
Okay, well, it's not really a Lance question, but when we were talking about the I don't even know who this question was, when we were talking about the safety stuff and the locks on the doors and things like that, maybe it's a Jamie question. Do you know, did Jeff apply for the latest FEMA grant that came out? Because it just came out a few weeks ago. I emailed it over to him because I didn't even know this had come out yet.
I know he was working on it.
Did he? Okay, for that.
I can't say
that
it was submitted, but I know that he was
one. Okay, right. And what kind of grant is that for?
So
that cover?
It was for safety and things like that.
Related to sports?
No. It was just
great.
Yep, and it was the latest with demon. It would done all like the locks on the doors and all around the school and all that kind of stuff. And I saw it and I was like, So I sent it over to Jeff and I was like, this might be something that would work for us. And he right away wrote back and was like, I didn't even know that this had come out yet.
With this. Oh, it's a huge.
That's a good idea. It's attention all nonprofits, which we are with that 501(c). Don't miss out on the nonprofit security grant program funding. Make sure you have all these prerequisites. Get ahead of the game and schedule your security assessment today to ensure your organization is prepared and eligible for this vital grant opportunity. And then it was like three different things that we could qualify for. But it was a nonprofit security grant program for FEMA. But I just wanted to make sure you're listening.
I know it's on its radar. You must welcome this for asking.
I'm sorry, thanks. I'll crack into my brain.
Any other comments or questions? Next committee is governance. That ties into the admissions policy 501 and procurement policy 611A, which is under old business. And then the next committee report is school performance / hiring, which also ties in under old business for the head of school hiring update. So let's just go right into the admissions policy 501 and procurement 611A. At the last meeting, they were presented to the board, and at the conclusion of the meeting, we decided that we were going to send them on to Jim Taylor, who's our attorney for the school. These policies were sent over to him, and I apologize that they were just sent out to all of you, I think this morning or yesterday. It took me just a little bit to get to them, made a few changes, which I incorporated. And so if anyone has any comments or questions on these two policies, then I would ask for a motion to approve. He read them, he said. Second? Bill? All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. These two are approved. I will have the 611B drafted before the next meeting. So that's going to have to stay on as both business. Sorry about that, Andy. Okay, so that brings us then to the head of school hiring update and hiring committee update.
So Aaron is joining us from Zoom. Oh, Aaron, can you hear me? Okay. I know it's hard to hear sometimes over Zoom, but I want her to be able to jump in. I'll take the lead on the update. Really, there's not a whole lot here to update. We are sticking with our timeline that we talked through the last time we met, doing really well there. We did have a meeting with Dr. Fitzgerald from Dazzle on March 19th here in the library so recently to discuss the applications that have been coming in and to review that timeline and make sure that we had all of our pieces considered and to discuss next steps. So, I'm happy to report that we're doing well. We did decide at that last meeting that we wanted to really get stakeholder input on the front end before interviews started. And so immediately following, Janet sent out a survey to the college community asking for everyone to identify, what qualities were really important for them in terms of what could inform us as the interview and hiring committee. So those were due today. So Janet and I discussed, and we really would like to have the committee really look at those pieces before we discuss those here today, because they were due at noon and, all of us are busy. We haven't had the opportunity to meet them. So we did not set our next meeting. There are some items I'd like to discuss during executive session with everyone to help drive our next steps. And once we have the answers on a couple of those pieces, then we will set
our next meeting and keep the ball rolling. Does anyone, Aaron, do you have anything to add?
Nope, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'm curious if there was good responses to the survey. Like, did a lot of people participate?
When I checked this morning, we were up to 67.
That's
very
good.
And they're very thoughtful responses. So.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question. It's Joe Schell talking. Do we know how many people submitted resumes, which were due, I think, on the 20th of this month?
It is still.
Yes.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Sorry. They're still, so we left it open, so people could still apply if they want. I don't know the exact number, and Kevin Fitzgerald is sort of filtering out candidates, or not filtering out, but just kind of using our parameters for what we were looking for. And then he'll sort of bring forward the candidates of interest to the committee, and then we'll share the feedback from the parent committee from there. But yeah, there was a pretty good response. Justina, do you know the number?
We had over 20 that were in process. However, not all of those people did finalize the application process. So because we left it open, the next time we meet with him, we may even have additional people to take a look at. We had upwards of 10 who did, around 10 or so, who did finalize the application. Joe, could you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. I'd be interested if, when you have the data, to know how many of the applicants were from public schools, charter schools, or private schools.
And
yeah, Kevin will have that information for sure. Yeah.
We don't need any names or anything like that now. I think it makes us all feel good if we have 20 really qualified or relatively well qualified people. That's a great sign. But I want to make sure when you do have a report for us that we all understand we're in trouble or we're in great shape. We've got a lot of great candidates and we're going to be interviewing.
Yeah, we can definitely do that to share. And I think.
We haven't started looking at the resumes because we wanted to get the feedback from the teachers and the parents and everyone first of exactly what we were thinking. And then we're going to formally open the process and start looking at applications. We didn't want to start the application looking process before we get the feedback from them.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Anything to add, Janet? Okay, great. Okay. Moving on to new business, Janet did distribute the drafted calendar for the school year 24-25. Are there any significant differences on here other than it looks as though you're going to be having our board meetings on the third, back to the third Wednesday?
Yeah, because certainly we are getting to the back of the third Wednesday.
So I'm impartial. Okay. I think that we are okay to, I think that we can get financials out by the third, by.
The only reason I moved it back is because if we keep it the fourth, we're going to have to move 3 months anyway. The fourth Wednesday falls on the holiday week or something.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it just makes sense, but we can certainly move on the fourth and then work on those months.
That's fine. No, because I made that motion. I mean, the only reason we did that is because I made this.
But if you're impartial about it, go ahead. Any other?
It's really very similar to this year. It's an election year, which means there's a few extra days in November, which especially this the end of the school year out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no avoiding that. But everything else is pretty similar
mm-hmm.
To what was this year. There was a calendar committee of faculty members that I gave this to them and said, you get your baby, put what you want together and your recommendations, shared it with elementary. They put some recommendations, a couple things I had to change because what they wanted just isn't viable, then we just can't do it. But for the most part, the staff really had a lot of input on what it would look like next year. But it's very similar.
You didn't take any advantage of the election week?
You mean take that full week?
Yeah.
That would really disrupt the trimester is the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
An exam.
But that's what was done before, then. Because for 2 days, Georgetown, we cannot come in. So
yeah.
2 days in
right, we're off that day. It's
Tuesday, Thursday.
We're not allowed to be open in the afternoon of that day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Return set.
So?
On the 7th, return set.
Like, you know, 5, 7, and 11 are off. I didn't know if you wanted to take advantage of
it. It's either that or Thanksgiving week. You can't do both.
Okay.
So we've done, I think in the past we've done, we've gone back and forth. So it's pros and cons, I think, to both.
Okay.
Thanksgiving week makes sense.
That's falls at the end of the trimester.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Annie, can you take the S off? That's return day, not returns.
Absolutely.
Return day, yes. Okay. And we have to vote on this approval, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve the 2024?
Question.
Oh, go ahead.
One more question before we call for a vote. So my question was, is there a need to have a board meeting during the summer months? We had discussed that prior because of board action that may be needed on items. I'm just wondering with a new head of school coming on, we can always set them and or cancel them, but I just, you know, we can also add them at a later date, but if it's on the calendar, it takes care of all that for us. I just wanted to know if there's any thoughts on whether or not we should add it either at the beginning of the summer or at the end of the summer, an extra date there's just for things like employment contracts, transportation contracts, and all the other things that we tried to improve on over the past year or two.
That's a good point, Patches. I think we actually did this past summer, we added one. And it may be a good idea because we will have the head of school, so maybe August. So we would have July off, and then perhaps add one in August. We do have the retreat.
I think that would be in replace of the retreat.
I think you're right.
And I mean, we could have extended executive session if we wanted to have some sort of retreat type thing. But
okay. And then if we're looking at August, we don't have the.
Would you want to do a 14?
Can't go on before we know the budget has been signed by the governor to begin with. Like, that would have been the most obvious.
Well, I'm just
sure.
Although yes. Patch has held on for like a month anyway before he even gave it back. So,
yeah, that was
it's not a quick turnaround.
That was legitimate. So, we had some legitimate questions about them.
Yeah,
several of those were very concerning, and considering a year of a very large 2 years of very large deficits, which as we can see have been corrected going into this year. So some of that takes some specific time to work through to make sure we don't go down that path again.
So,
but thanks for that feedback, Franny.
Just being honest, Patty.
Yeah, I'm being completely honest too.
I think, though, that we don't need a meeting for the president to come in and sign those documents. The president can come in July and do that. So for August, I think perhaps we want to have the 21st, which would be consistent with the third Wednesday of every month. Shoot for that. Okay. Does that work for everybody? And we're going to add that in, and then we'll vote. 21st, August. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Brittany. Second?
Second, Chante.
Thank you, Shantae. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Motion carries. Calendar approved with the change to add the 21st as a board meeting day. Thank you, the ESOP return. And take the ESOP returns. Okay. Our last new business is the executive board scholarship update. And Erin, you've taken the reins on this one. Can you just give us an update on the scholarship applications and all of that?
Yes. So I forgot to say it at the last meeting that we had to send them out. So we kind of expedited the application. It was the same as last year. We changed a little bit of wording, but nothing major. And I believe Mrs. McLaughlin headed up sending that out or posting it or wherever it goes magically in the school to reach the seniors. And the date is April 1st, I believe, for them to be turned back in. And I'm hoping one of our lovely teachers will de-identify them for us so that way we can put them into a review process. And then I know Amy's on board for doing reviews again. If anybody else wants to help out with that, that's great. Last year we had 17, so I have no gauge for how many we'll have this year. But we reviewed them in like a 2-week period, so that way we could figure out who the candidate was before graduation. So that's the real deadline, is that I think it's announced at whatever award night or graduation.
Did we narrow?
How much is the award and where is the money coming from?
The money is from us, and we are all contributing $200, I believe. And so I put a number of 2,000 in there, just assuming we would at least have that much. I didn't want, last year we wound up giving 2,600, but I didn't want to keep it that high just in case. For some reason, I would rather err on the side of lower and then give them more. But I think we were all going to chip in $200.
Thank you.
And yes, we brought you guys the top three. And then we voted as a group on who was the final winner, and then it was given a few awards tonight at graduation.
Graduation is, or when's the awards night?
I have to get that. I don't want to count you into that. It's the end of May.
But I can't do the
So Amy, we should be able to get the reviews back by the next meeting to narrow it down for people to vote on, right?
April,
yeah.
Right?
So last time Ms. Messina took all of the applications for us, like, and like Erin said, de-identified them for us, to, you know, kind of redacted the names and things like that. Is there a teacher who would be able to do that? I don't know where that, or Ms. McLaughlin is easily do it, because she's the last one of the patrons.
That would be
identifying.
That would be great.
Okay. Yeah, she could do that and just, I think, and then, I can tell, sorry. Then she just emailed them right to Erin and I. And then we each just kind of printed them out and went through them. We had our own little way of judging. Erin and I spoke, you know, before we looked at them, kind of had our own little rubric on how we judge them. Mm-hmm. And then brought, and then again, we met and spoke before, and we were actually right on point with our top three. We both had the same top three, which is great, and then brought the top three to you. So we can certainly do that again this year. That would be fine. So if Mr. Bachman can do that for us, and then email us how many applications there are, that would be great.
Thank you both for taking the lead on that. I appreciate it. And so if the board members could have their checks to Andrea. Andrea, are you gathering the checks?
Yeah, no.
Okay, great. Before April 30th, that would be great. So we can have that ready for whatever student, whoever's chosen. Thank you all. Any questions on the board application?
Who should the check be made out to? The school?
Sussex Academy.
The senior dates are being finalized. We'll know when we're at the spring break. We'll put it out.
All right. That brings us to the end of the agenda. We will have an executive session and we will not be returning after executive session.
Jen,
yes.
We didn't say anything about school performance. Is that just a joke?
I know that the school performance committee has been the hiring committee. So I believe that's one of the singing at this point. So So I would need a motion to move into executive session.
So
moved. And 10 seconds. Thank you. And all in favor? Any opposed? That was any opposed? And any abstentions? No. We are moving into executive and we're not returning.
If anybody wants over to they're $10.
Cash only.
Just give me the money.
I have a $20 bill left. I have a $20 bill left.